We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Hey, alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Sunday as we wrap up a pretty darn hefty weekend of racing. 14 races at Gulfstream yesterday, 11 at Santa Anita yesterday, and a full card out at Aqueduct yesterday with all Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks points up for grabs. We'll get a recap of that in just a moment. And today is an instant horse player holiday because we have that mandatory payoff at Gulfstream Park that's going to be in the millions of dollars that must be distributed to the best tickets today in their pick six. And Santa Anita also has a pick six carryover for today. So it's an instant horse player holiday on this Sunday. We welcome you to the show. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio at South Point, the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital. And, of course, on the South Point Studio streaming network at YouTube. And we invite you to go to YouTube if you haven't already. Maybe you'll be listening to us on our other platforms that we have, like our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global. How about our local radio station here if you're running around town this morning? Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, or maybe your devices, your iPhone, Androids, or Google phones that you have with your apps, the KSHP app, and, of course, the YouTube app on your devices and anywhere you get your podcasting. We welcome you to the show on this Sunday. And, of course, we hope the weather is as nice where you're at as it is where we're at right now. Right now here in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's 58 degrees outside, which is really nice. But we got the wind whipping up. We got wind warnings now. We got wind warnings here in Las Vegas for the entire day Sunday, this entire day. So come on in, stay in the book where it's always fast, firm, and perfect, and participate in a couple of those big carryover pools. You never know. And certainly it's going to get up to 63 degrees here today in Las Vegas. But as I say, we're going to have wind all day today. As far as around the country is concerned for racing, at the racing jurisdictions around the country, it looks pretty darn good. Clear all the way around California in their Sierra Mountain Range. They've got some snow going on up there. But in Southern California, it's clear. And for the most part, outside of the northeastern part of New Mexico, a little bit of rain and snow going on up there with that and the border of Colorado. Otherwise, it's clear, clean, as far as precipitation and anything other like that around the country, all in the Gulf of America, all on the East Coast and the West Coast as well. So we got great racing conditions going on for today around the country. And as far as the temperatures are concerned, New York's going to be 38 degrees today, so they're getting above freezing. Miami, 80 degrees. What a Tampa Bay, 76. Need I say more? Phoenix, 79. Los Angeles would be 62 degrees. And up there in Chicago, 37. So we got great racing conditions around the country. Now, taking a look at what happened yesterday. All I can say is Todd Pletcher, trained Todd Pletcher, had a great day. He had two stakes wins at Gulfstream Park. He won the big cap with Locked. We'll get into that in a minute. At Santa Anita, had four wins overall at both those tracks yesterday. Mark Cassie had a couple of stakes wins at Gulfstream Park. And Brad Cox had a stakes win at Aqueduct and two wins overall. But maybe the training title of the day, the guy that had the most yesterday, was Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy won four races at Santa Anita yesterday. Three of them were the stakes races. So he had a big day yesterday. Taking a look at what happened yesterday at Gulfstream Park, Safi Joseph Jr. got his first of multiple winners in the first race with Edgar Zayas paying $6.80. Tyler Gaffleone and Chad Brown got together in the second race paying $6.80. And then Junior Alvarado, that had a big day of racing yesterday. Junior Alvarado had his first of his wins yesterday, his first of three wins on the card. In the third race for Carlos David at 19:40, Mark Cassie checked in with more than one winner. He started his first win in the first stakes race of the day at Gulfstream, and the Here Comes the Bride Stakes with John Velasquez aboard Vixen, paying $3.60, outrunning Mrs. Worldwide and Daisy Flyer. Tyler Gaffleone got his second win of the day for Jack Sisterson in the fifth race, paying $15.80. Then Todd Pletcher won a maiden race with Irad Ortiz Jr. aboard for the Mike Rapoli-owned Disruptor. Disruptor won the three-year-old maiden race at seven furlongs at Gulfstream Park. Very impressively, paid $3.40. Keep an eye on Disruptor. Then we went to the Colonel Liam Stakes. The Colonel Liam Stakes won by Me Bago, who went wire-to-wire on a mile on the turf, with the Irad Ortiz Jr. checking in for his second win of the day and Mark Cassie's second win. Cassie won two wins yesterday. They were both stakes races. This was the second one, paying $6.20, outrunning and entered Dragon and finishing third, George Briggs. In the Devonna Dale for 50 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard, the winner there was the Queens MG. Irad Ortiz Jr. getting his third win of the day. Safi Joseph's second win of the day, paying $5.80, outrunning La Cara, who was the favorite in the race, and Ballerina Dioro, who was the second favorite in the race. So the Queen MG beat both of the favorites in the Devonna Dale. The Canadian Turf at a mile and 16th on the turf, won by Fort Washington, who got up in the nick of time at the wire for Junior Alvarado's second win of the day. For Shug McGahee, paying $13 even, they outran Major Dude and Silent Heart in a blanket finish. In the Very One Stakes, at a mile and 3/8 on the turf, a mile and 3/8 marathon on the turf, B. beach bomb went wire to wire on a perfectly rationed ride by Luis Saez for Grand Motion, paying $940, outrunning Immensitude and La Mahana, who finished third. In the Gulfstream Park Mile, Mindframe returned in a big way. He won very impressively in the Gulfstream Park Mile. Of course, that was Mr. Rapoli's second win. That was Todd Pletcher's second win. And that was Irad Ortiz's fourth win of the day. Three of them stakes races. Mindframe, big favorite there. Prohibitive favorite. Paid $2.20 to win in a very impressive run in the Gulfstream Mile. Steel Sunshine was second, and Lightning Tones was third. And the Honey Fox, Special Juan, wins for Luis Saez and Brendan Walsh, paying $940, outrunning In Our Time and Poolside with Slim. And then in the Fountain of Youth Stakes, this race, of course, getting 50 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. The winner there was Sovereignty. If you haven't seen the race, go watch it. This was something else. Sovereignty was running dead last down the back stretch, dead last by a zip code to the front runners, but rallied strongly under Junior Alvarado for trainer Bill Mott, and Sovereignty swept by and won the Fountain of Youth, paying $840. He came from last to first, a Godolphin-owned runner, Sovereignty, Alvarado's third win of the day, outrunning River Thames and Ned Equos, who finished third in the race. And that was one heck of a race, that Fountain of Youth. Finally, on the last race of the card, the McDermida, that was 1 3/8 on the turf again. On the marathon on the turf, the winner went wire to wire, captured the flag, took the lead, and never lost it in the 1 3/8, going those three turns to the wire. John Velasquez, second win of the day. Todd Pletcher's third win of the day. Pletcher getting his second stakes win there at Gulfstream Park. That winner paid $35.80 for the win, outrunning Grand Sonata and Cash Equity in the McDermida. And that was what happened yesterday at Gulfstream Park. A very, very, very impressive day of racing at Gulfstream Park, I thought. Aqueduct yesterday. Manny Franco had a big day of racing. His first of four wins on the day was in the second race for Dick Dutrow, paying $7.50. That was, of course, in the second race, a maiden race for three-year-olds. Then came the Tom Fool. That was the fourth race on the card. Full Moon Madness wins for Kendrick Carmouche for Michelle Nevin, paying $8 even, outrunning Jonathan Hardoon's pick, who finished second in that race, Surveillance, and Running Son of a Gun finished third in that event. I'm sorry, I'll take that back. Top Gunner finished third. Top Gunner was third in that race. Okay. Then we move to the Stymie. That was the sixth race on the card. Bank Frenzy wins. Manny Franco's second win of the day for Rudy Rodriguez, paying $8.60, outrunning Worcester and Coastal Mission, who finished third. The Busher Stakes, which held 50 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. The winner there was Drexel Hill. Ben Curtis aboard for Whitworth Beckman. That winner paid $12 even, outrunning Armouth and Volleyball Princess, who finished third. And then in the Grade 3 Gotham Stakes, this 50 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. The winner there was Flood Zone, getting up through the stretch for trainer Brad Cox and jockey Raylu Gutierrez, paying $37.60. A Brad Cox winner in a race for three-year-olds, a stakes race, paying $37.60. Sand Devil was second. That was the favorite in the race. And Garmond finished third. And then Brad Cox came back in the ninth race to get his second win of the day. And Manny Franco's third win of the day in the ninth race, paying $4.70. Franco wrapped up his day with his fourth win in the tenth and final race, paying $4.40 there. For the breeder, owner, and trainer, George Weaver. He bred the horse, owns the horse, and trained the winner there in the last race. Pick six at Aqueduct paid $16,291.50. Then we got to Santa Anita. Santa Anita started out the four of their stakes races in the third race. Third race was Ligeria. Ligeria wins for Flavian Pratt and Mike McCarthy, who had his first win, McCarthy's first win of the day in the first stakes race on the day, out of four wins on the day. Flavian Pratt aboard there, as we said, 11:40 for the win there, outrunning Tirupati, and finishing third was Rashmi. And then we went to the Flavian Pratt's second win of the day, came in the fifth race on a Richard Mandela trainee paying $4 even. We go then to the big race of the day as far as the Kentucky Derby leaderboard points. That was the San Felipe, 50 points up for grabs in the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. Six in the race, half of them were trained by Bob Baffert. And Bob Baffert's horses did just what they were supposed to do, didn't conflict with each other. They were running their race, and they didn't. But Bob Baffert didn't win it at the end. Taking the lead was Barnes. Rodriguez stayed a close second, but not pressing. And then down on the inside in the third spot was his other runner, Mellencamp. But Journalism was sitting right behind the leaders in a perfect stalking position under Umberto Rispoli. And when they turned for home, Barnes was disposed of Rodriguez. But then came Journalism. Journalism came rolling right alongside, made up about five lengths from the turn to the head of the stretch, and went right by Burns and moved away for an impressive win. Journalism wins the San Felipe, Mike McCarthy's second win of the day. Umberto Rispoli's first win of the day, paying $8.20, outrunning Barnes, who finished second, and Rodriguez, who finished third. So, yes, you can beat Bob Baffert when he's got the deck stacked. Journalism, keep an eye on this one. He's a nice-looking animal. And, of course, Jerry Jackowitz picked Journalism on the show yesterday. In the Kill Roll Mile, the winner in a driving finish with a perfect ride, finding room on the rail, was Formidable Man, who got up in the final jumps to win under Umberto Rispoli. That gave Rispoli and Mike McCarthy their second win together, their second stakes win together, two in a row for these guys. McCarthy's third stakes win overall. And Formidable Man paid $12.20. Want to thank Dwayne Cartolucci, who was with us on Wednesday, gave out this horse on Wednesday as a horse that he liked in the Kill Roll Mile. Finishing second in the race was Zio Joe, a big long shot. Cabo Spirit, the early pace setter, was third. And the Eastern Invader, Neat, was never heard from. All right, then came the Big Cap, the Grade 1 Big Cap. And the winner there was Locked, who won easily and super impressively. This horse came from off the pace and turned for home, swept the field, and won going away easily. Easily winning under Jose Ortiz for Todd Pletcher. Locked paid $3.40. Looked like money in the bank and cattle on the ranch. Finishing second was Express Train, who made a premature move on the turn. Thought he was home free until Locked went right by him. Finishing third in the race was the other Eastern Invader, Hit Show. And then in the last race of the day, Mike McCarthy topped it off with his fourth win with Phosphorus Scene. Third win of the day for Flavian Pratt. They paid $15.80 together. Nobody had the pick six yesterday at Santa Anita. And so you have a carryover for today. Oaklawn Park yesterday, the dusty road was won by Holland Ice. Francisco Arrieta aboard for Safi Joseph Jr. He was the big favorite there, paying $2.80 in that stakes race. That was yesterday. Boy, do we have a lot to cover today. And I'm taking a look real quick at the leaderboard update going into today. Remember, we've got one race today, the Santa Ybispo. The Santa Ysabel is got 50 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. That's the only one left with leaderboard points this weekend. But updating the Kentucky Derby leaderboard after yesterday's races, Citizens Bowl still holds the lead at 60. Journalism now has 60, so he's tied with Citizen Bowl and Sovereignty, who also got 60. So Sovereignty and Journalism, the winners yesterday, now tie Citizen Bowl at 60 apiece at the top of the leaderboard. Flood Zone, who, of course, won the Gotham, has 50. Getaway Car, 36. Built, 35. Matticat Road, 31. Burnham Square, 30, and Sandman with 29. That's the top 10 there. Going into the Kentucky Oaks for today with another 50 up for grabs. Quiet Side, the winner yesterday, now has 68 points, leading the Kentucky Oaks. La Cara has 58. Of course, you remember she finished second yesterday. Drexel Hill, another winner from yesterday, now has 57. She's in third. Then the Queen MG, winner yesterday as well, 56 points. Good Cheer has 45, Tenma 33, 5G 25, Mahima has 25, and Armath has 25, Eklatant is in 10th with 23. That's going into today. We have, of course, that one 50-pointer left for the Kentucky Oaks. It was one hell of a day yesterday, that's for sure, for the racing, and a big day for Mike McCarthy, Todd Pletcher, and even Mark Cassie and Brad Cox. All right, we go into today with two big carryovers, the pick six carryover at Santa Anita, and the mandatory payoff in the big pick six jackpot at Gulfstream Park. Instant horse player holiday on this Sunday. We got a lot to do. We have, of course, your weather coming up and, of course, the racing menu. And then we're off with our handicappers, Jonathan Hardoon, Rich Eng, John Lendo, and Jerry J. So without any further ado, we're going to take our first break on this Sunday. Don't forget to get to YouTube, get on our page, and subscribe if you haven't already, and start chatting away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas. Let's get to your racing menu for today. Reminding you, as we always do, as we move through this racing menu, the first post times you see and hear on this racing menu each and every day reflect the start times in the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at here in Las Vegas. These will be the first post times that roll out in our book here today. We're in the Pacific time zone. So all of you in the Pacific time zone, these will be your post times. Otherwise, if you're listening on many different platforms around the world, adjust to the Pacific time zone wherever you're at. Tweak it so you won't miss anything, like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has eight races today. Laurel Park's first post time with a pick six jackpot carryover of $6,686 is set at 9:10 at Laurel today. Mahoning Valley Racecourse is next. Mahoning Valley Racecourse has a pick six jackpot carryover of $9,671. They got 10 races at Mahoning and a first post time of 9:15. Tampa Bay Downs is next. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $5,756. That's their pick six jackpot carryover at Tampa Bay. And a first post time for nine races at 9:25. Then we go to Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park, 11 races today. The pick six with a mandatory payoff today begins in the sixth race on today's card. The carryover sitting there is $447,538. Believe me, when that thing will get into the millions today. And you don't have to be the only ticket, and you don't have to have six. All you have to do is have the best ticket, and you'll share or take down the pot today. It goes today, mandatory payoff. You got 11 races today at Gulfstream Park. First post time is at 9:50 at Gulfstream today. Next comes Aqueduct, the Big A in New York. Their feature race today is the Correction Stakes. It comes up early, the second race on the card, at 6 furlongs for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. You got a field of just 5. The even money favorite there is St. Benedict's Prep. Good scrum there, but there's only 5 in the race. The Correction is the second race on the card. You've got 9 races overall and a first post time of 10:10 at Aqueduct today. Next comes Oaklawn Park. 10 races today at Oaklawn. Their first post time is at 10:30 at Oaklawn. Sunland Park, 9 quarter horse races today, but the 8th race is the $90,000 Sunburst Stakes at 350 yards. First post time at Sunland Park today. First post time at Sunland Park today is set at 11:25. A couple of small carryovers. The pick five, $766. Regular pick five and a regular super high five of $1,105. First post time, 11:25. Then we go to Santa Anita. Santa Anita has a first post time of 12 high noon for 11 races. 11 races today at Santa Anita at 12 high noon first post there. And as we say, you got a carryover in the pick six at Santa Anita of $86,735. $86,735 in the pick six carryover at Santa Anita. And they also have a super high five carryover, by the way, of $12,967. 11 races. The feature race today is the Santa Isabel. It is at mile and 16th for three-year-old fillies. It'll be the sixth race on the card. Six go to the post before scratches. It holds 50 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. And in the race, it is a very competitive six-filly field. The 2-1 favorite there is Supa Speed with Flavian Pratt. First post time at Santa Anita, 12 high noon for their 11 races. And then we wrap it up at Los Alamitos tonight. Los Al seeds the pick six pot tonight for 10 grand. There's 10 grand sitting in the pick six pot tonight at Los Alamitos. You've got the first race will be a thoroughbred race. The next two will be a mixed breed race. And then you'll have six quarter horse races. Four of the last six will be trials for three-year-olds, colts and geldings of 400 yards. First post time is at 5:30. That's your menu for today. Let's go out to Jonathan Hardoon. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Well, I'm trying to clear my throat here, but that's...
you are on a 15-minute non-stop roundup, so
yeah,
not an easy thing.
That's for sure, but we got through it. That's all right. I got five horses out of all of the races yesterday that impressed me with their performances. Before I give you my five, what impressed you yesterday, performance-wise?
Locke was unbelievable. I mean, what a performance. Not only that, he won by about 10, and he didn't have a good trip, Ralph. He was hung out five wide the entire race, and he really ran well. I said it yesterday, he's going to be a serious horse this year, especially in the older handicap division. I mean, look how good that horse was, and congratulations to Aaron Wellman and his group for bringing the horse out to Southern California to run. They could have run, you know, in Dubai or wherever, but they opted to come to California, so good for them.
Okay, that's the only one that impressed you?
No, Sovereignty certainly impressed me. To do what he did on that track, that's not an easy track to do that on at Gulfstream, to come from way out of it. And he ran super. Obviously, Burnham Square was a disappointment, but he wasn't fully cranked up for that race. I think he was sitting on enough points, so maybe they backed down with his training. But Sovereignty ran huge for his first start as a three-year-old. Those were the two big performances for me.
Well, the performances that I thought stood out was, as you say, Locked. I thought that was awesome. That was an awesome win there. And then we have Sovereignty, and I echo your opinion to the point where he came from dead last. I mean, you just don't do that there against good horses, and he just ran by them. So I think, you know, Bill Mott has something really good there. And also journalism. I thought journalism going after the Baffert horses and winning as he did, the way he did, his stride looked beautiful. I think journalism is a horse to be reckoned with, too. So out of yesterday, I think if we bring, we get two horses up to the sniff, the speed of maybe Citizen Bull, it might very well be journalism and, you know, Sovereignty.
Sovereignty.
You know, the winner of the Gotham, I could, I'll have to see another race from him. But two other horses that I thought that ran well yesterday weren't in stakes races. Well, one was Mind Frame. I thought Mind Frame came back and won solid yesterday. And that maiden that Todd Pletcher and Rapoli let loose yesterday in an earlier race at Gulfstream, a three-year-old maiden race, the horse called Distractor, I think it's a Distributor, whatever the name of it. I'll get it in a minute. But I thought that he was really did a great job too.
Yeah, well, the interesting thing about that horse is he got beat first out at a real short price. I believe he went off 5 cents to the dollar first time he ran, and he got beat. But obviously, he took that step forward in career start number two. As far as the Barnes race is concerned, Ralph, you know, let's be honest. Let's call a spade a spade. Barnes had no excuse, Ralph.
No.
He was loose on a lonely lead. No one pressed him. You know, maybe it was his first time around two turns, so he got tired and maybe he'll improve next time out. But watching that race, it's hard to envision him getting a mile and a quarter, to be honest with you.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and that was a big question going into the race yesterday from all of the the commentators that I saw that were looking at the race. They thought that, you know, Barnes is going to have to be tested going longer, and I think he failed that test. It's really that simple. By the way, the name of the horse is Disruptor, Disruptor, I thought, really corrected whatever what the problem was in his first start, and I think that was a solid win too there. But there were a lot of exciting victories yesterday, and a lot of solid victories too. I thought it was a great day of racing overall.
It was, you know, it built up to the hype, and it was clean. It was safe racing, no problems, no accidents, nothing went wrong, and it was just a good day of racing. And racing needs more days like that.
Yes, you said no problems, and I'll have to just put a little asterisk next to one race that had a problem, and that was, again, that at Santa Anita in the Kilroy Mile, the big favorite in there, Hermano Ramon, broke from the rail, got trapped down on the rail, and never had a chance to get off the rail until the head of the stretch when the race was pretty much going and gone already. Wheeled to the outside and never could get settled and make his one final big run. That horse got trapped again, and of course this is the second time, and you'll have that with horses that come that have running styles like him. But you remember the race the race at Gulfstream, and now the race there. He had a problem yesterday.
Yeah, and it was first time Pratt. You would expect him to get him into the race sooner than he did. But yeah, listen, that's just the way the race developed. The four horse, the winner, was in front of him. If he followed the winner, he would have had a shot. But the winner got through an impossible hole. So, you know, there was just no room. He opted to swing out, and he just never got there. Horse never fired, let's be honest.
Well, Almendares was right outside of him going down the backstretch. Believe me, Pratt, I know, wanted to get out of that. But he held him in. That jockey did a good job of jockeying by
race riding.
He kept them in long enough, and then when he started making his move, Pratt had to play catch up, and it just never happened. But
Formidable Man was inside. He was right in front of him. He got through. I don't think Hermano Ramon would have gotten through, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But that's the way it developed.
Well, and that's the way, especially that's the way it is on racing on the turf when you get those tight turns, etc. But outside of that, you're right. I thought it was clean racing overall. But now, you know, the horse players get their day. They got a shot at two big, nice pots there, the carryover at Santa Anita and the mandatory at Gulfstream Park. Looking at Gulfstream Park today, and, I looked at those races and thought to myself, I don't think you can find a singleton anywhere. As a matter of fact, it'd be pretty dicey just pairing it down to two horses in a particular race because it looks wide open, those six races in the Pick Six at Gulfstream. A lot of them were full fields and certainly a lot of competitive horses.
Most of them are 12 horse fields, wide open events, turf races, and believe me, this is not chalking out today. This is not an easy play. You're going to need help. You're going to have to gamble, and you're going to have to get lucky in a couple of races.
I think that maybe a lot of people in looking at a singleton, if there is anyone in this, might be in the ninth race where you got Uncaptured Warrior sitting there at 5-2, and you got Dilliger at 8-5 in that race, and it looks like it's going to come down to those two horses. You got Irad and Tyler Gaffleone as well. Look at this. The man is shaking his head. I love it. You see how I can get him to give us a horse or two, ladies and gentlemen? Go ahead, Jonathan. What say you?
Our radio play for Gulfstream comes in that race, Ralph.
it does.
I like the number 7 horse in there, Beastly Speed. This is a 5-year-old gelding from the Bobby DeBona barn. Louis Sayers aboard to ride. I love where this horse is drawn. He's got enough speed where he's going to really get first run on all these horses. I think he's sitting in a terrific spot. He's only listed at 7-2 on the morning line, but a lot of people are going to go for the two horses you mentioned. But I like number 7, Beastly Speed, 7-2 on the morning line to win today's 9th race at Gulfstream.
All right, that's your official pick in the 9th race, the 7, Beastly Speed. But let me ask you this. Will you walk the plank and make him a singleton in the pick 6?
On one of my tickets, yes. I make multiple tickets. Okay. He's a single on one of my tickets.
All right, good enough there. Any other horses in the 6 races that interest you that you have to say you got to put this horse in your pick 6 ticket?
No, they're wide open.
They're
races.
Wide open. I knew you were going to say that because when I looked at it several times, I came to the same conclusion. This is wide open. But it's worth taking a shot because they're it's only 20 cents away, folks. So take a shot, and you never know. You could get lucky, that's for sure. Hey,
put a group of players together. Everybody put in a couple of bucks, and you have a better shot. What I would do.
This is a good day for race players to get together, whether they're at the track or in the book, and say, hey, let's pool our money. Let's throw 20 bucks a piece in there, and we'll debate how to put the ticket together and get the ticket put together and have some fun today. You never know. You might wind up with a winner there, and then everybody will have an experience to talk about, that's for sure. All right, you got 2 other selections for us, though, don't you?
Yeah, let's go to the 9th and final at Aqueduct, the 1/8 on the main track. Graduation day today for number 7, Tis the Prince, a 4-year-old gelding from the David Duggan barn, Louis Rivera aboard to ride. You have a late scratch in there of number 5, Elsie Go Lucky, who was 30-1 on the morning line. Anyway, number 7, Tis the Prince, 4-1 on the morning line, graduates and wins today's 9th and final out at Aqueduct.
All right. When you say a 30-1 shot got scratched and you think to yourself, well, that wasn't a horse that was into play, remember one thing. It's a 30-1 shot in a race that could trap your horse in. So the more horses that are scratched, the better off it is, I think. So in the 9th race, the 7, Tis the Prince, the 7, Tis the Prince is your play in the 9th and final race at Aqueduct, the 7 horse there. Let's go to Santa Anita. They got a carryover in their pick 6.
Yeah, 11th and final, Ralph. I like the number 1 horse in here, Eye on Rye. This is a 5-year-old gelding from the Ron Ellis barn, who, by the way, is looking for his first win of the meet. However, he's just been a little unlucky because he's got 6/3 and 3 seconds, so his horses are running. They're just a little camera shy. However, today, 11th and final, number 1, Eye on Rye. Victor Espinoza aboard for Ron Ellis, 4-1 on the morning line. I like number 1, Eye on Rye, to send you home a winner in today's 11th and final out at Santa Anita.
I got to tell you, Victor Espinoza these days is not riding a lot. He's very choosy on what he rides, but he has ridden very well on the horses that he has ridden. He's won quite a few of them. He takes very few mounts, and so this has got to be something live for him to get on. The 11th and final race at Santa Anita, the 1, Eye on Rye, number 1, Eye on Rye, in the 11th and final to cap off a very interesting weekend of racing. And don't forget, Jonathan Hardoon has full sheets for Santa Anita, for Gulfstream Park, and for Aqueduct. But he also has a full sheet for Oak Lawn Park today, too.
Yeah, and the bombs continue to drop there, Ralph. You get lucky there, you're going to make a score. Every day, the pick 5 is 30, 50,000. As crazy as Turfway Park is, well, Oakland Park is the day version of nighttime racing at Turfway Park.
Well, I could tell you this, that the top payoff yesterday in the country was at Charlestown. Their pick 6 jackpot there, $29,174.30. Turfway Park, however, was the second highest with a super high 5 that paid $24,400 and change. So that was something there. And by the way, the pick 6 at Aqueduct, $16,291, was the third highest payoff yesterday around the country. 4 sheets available, Jonathan, where?
JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe. Be well. We'll see you Wednesday.
Well, talk to you on Wednesday, Jonathan. And we'll be right back with more of our handicappers. Rich Eng is next.
Here we are in Houston.
opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grand View Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grand View Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grand View Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to Rich Eng, standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, I will ask you the same thing I asked Jonathan. Out of all of the racing yesterday, I thought it was great racing all over the place. What horses and what performances impressed you the most?
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm one of the voters in the NTRA poll for top three-year-old and top older horses. And the three race winners yesterday, none of them were in my top five. The only one I had listed in my top ten was Journalism. But between him and Sovereignty and Flood Zone ran a huge race, Ralph. His race in the Gotham shouldn't be underestimated either. But those are three faces that are going to be right up at the top of my list moving forward. They were big performances, very, very impressive. And, you know, I heard you and Jonathan talking about Barnes. You know, the thing about Bob Baffert was, you know, he's got so many colts, and he was able to set that race up exactly the way he wanted. And it was still to no avail. The Journalism just ran right over the top of Barnes like it was tied to a post.
Yeah, no question about that. Journalism looked good. He looked good on the racetrack. He has great confirmation. His stride was big and strong, and he just rolled right along. I think Mark McCarthy is very happy with that performance, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And we still got more to go, though. This is just the beginning of March, and, you know, the point getters are going to get to the before the end of the month, where they're going to get to 100 points. So we'll wait and see. Next weekend is the Tampa Bay Derby, so we'll wait and see what goes there. But now we have a big carryover, pick six carryover at Santa Anita. We got a mandatory payoff in the big pick six jackpot at Gulfstream. So today's kind of an instant horse player holiday. And I know you have a Santa Anita sheet. What are you going to do for us today at Santa Anita?
Okay, two things real quick. One is in the Tampa Bay Derby next week. The horse I'm looking to rebound is Patch Adams, who did not run well the last time out, but he's been training very well since, and Brad Cox still thinks very highly of him. So we'll see how Patch Adams does at Tampa next Saturday.
And we, we know that Brad Cox, being the trainer that he is, whatever adjustments need to be made, he's probably making them right now.
Yeah, good. We'll see. I have a pick six single for myself anyway in the Santa Anita pick six. You know, the pick six, Ralph, in essence, is like a six race handicapping tournament.
Yep.
You just have to get all six of them right to cash the ticket. But in the ninth race, the number seven, Lady Gregory. If this horse made my horses to watch list. If you watch a replay of that last race at Santa Anita, this horse was all dressed up with no place to go. If this horse gets a clean trip, I think this horse wins. Number seven, Lady Gregory in the ninth.
Ninth race, six furlongs on the turf. Number seven, Lady Gregory off of a troubled trip. Number seven in the ninth race at Santa Anita is Rich Eng's pick for us on the show. And his Singleton in the pick six today with a carryover at Santa Anita. You can get his full sheet of handicapping for Santa Anita today right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. All right, Richie, we'll let you get back to work. Don't forget, it's March, and we're getting into the conference championships and, of course, the NCAA tournament field. We'll be depending on you to take a good look at that for us as well, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All righty. And when we come back, we're going to wrap it up with John and Jerry. Their thoughts for yesterday as well? Certainly. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
And we return for the final segment on this final show this week. Before we take a couple of days off, we'll be back on Wednesday morning, God willing, and the creek don't rise, and we'll be here right at 7 a.m. Pacific time. But now, let's go to Southern California, where John Lindo's standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
You get enough sleep last night?
Ready to go. A new day. We've got carryovers all over the place. And, 11 race cards, both Gulfstream and Santa Anita. We're going to be busy.
Yeah, it was an exciting day yesterday. And I will ask you, as I've asked the other two handicappers already on the show, what performances impressed you the most?
Well, the 2 3-year-olds, they stood out to me. You know, both Sovereignty and Journalism had excuses not to run their best races yesterday with blips coming into them. Sovereignty got a 98 buyer speed figure running from off the pace at a track that it's tough to do. And Journalism, you know, he is so seasoned and he's such a professional. He got a 108 buyer speed figure winning the race at Santa Anita. And you know, before everybody throws dirt on Barnes, and I don't think he's a mile and a quarter horse, but he got a 105 buyer speed figure in that race yesterday, and he galloped out in front after that race. So first two-turn race for Barnes, that wasn't bad.
Well, all I can say about Journalism is I love his stride. He's such a big performing horse that economizes on his stride, and I think... you're right. I think that those horses will move on with it. It'll be exciting to see if Barnes comes back in the Santa Anita Derby. That's a 16th of a mile longer at a mile and one-eighth. But we're not crying any crocodile tears for Bob Baffert. He's loaded for bear, that's for sure.
No, he'll survive.
And Locked, big, huge win in the Santa Anita Handicap. And I thought that was impressive, too.
Yeah, he's very good. And it kind of exposed what we've seen about the older handicap horses in California. It's a relatively soft group right now without horses like National Treasure. So if I'm an East Coast trainer, I'd be circling the Pacific Classic at Del Mar on my schedule. It's $1 million, and it'd be a good place to come on in and take on the local horses.
And, John, as you well mentioned yesterday, you thought that Locked and Hit Show were the two horses that really stood out. You really liked Locked in the race yesterday for the same reason you just stated, that you didn't think the West Coast handicap horses were up to snuff against the East Coast ones, and that at least appeared yesterday to be the fact in the Santa Anita Handicap. Two big Lindo reports right now. You have a John Lindo's Lindo report for the pick six races at Gulfstream, the six races that engulf the pick six at Gulfstream. You have a Lindo report for that today, and you also have a Lindo report for all 11 races today at Santa Anita, suggesting a late pick four. You suggest a pick six at the Gulfstream one, as well. And, of course, all the goodie information, two comprehensive sheets available right now here at the South Point Racebook and only here at the South Point Racebook in Las Vegas, free of charge, because they love horse players here. All right, John, what are we doing? Let's go to work.
Well, let's go to Gulfstream Park first in a really tough pick six sequence. I tell you, top to bottom, all six races are wide open. A very reluctant single for me. I'll go to the ninth race today. I'll take on John Hardoon. I like number three, Uncaptured Warrior, getting back on dirt. Came off a layoff, tried the Tapita. He's a better horse on dirt. There's a lot of speed in here, and I think he falls into a stocking trip under Arad Ortiz. Hopefully we can get this horse home. Would not be surprised if somebody else comes up, but you have to single someplace. So I came up with number three, Uncaptured Warrior, race nine, Gulfstream Park.
And for the race day show, in the ninth race, your pick is number three, Uncaptured Warrior as well. That gives me a Sirocco play in the race because Jonathan came in the same race. The Sirocco play is the exacta box of 3773. You are number three at Gulfstream. What about Santa Anita?
Again, I fell in the same race as John Hardoon at Santa Anita, the 11th and final. I like number one, Ion Rye as well. This horse ran a winning race last time. El Potente came out of that race, the winner of that race, to win a stakes race. And from the inside, he falls into a good stocking trip in here. All he has to do is repeat the last race. He doesn't have to improve. Race number 11, 4-1 on the program. Number one, Eye on Rye.
All right, 11th and final race, a good housekeeping seal of handicapper's approval. Two of our handicappers land on the same horse. You also like number one, Eye on Rye. Jonathan and John both on the one, Eye on Rye, in the 11th at Santa Anita. And remember those Linda reports available right now here at the South Point free of charge. John, we'll let you get to it, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right, you got it, my man. Now we go to Jerry Jackwitz, and he was the handicapper on this show yesterday that said he liked journalism in the eye of all three Baffert horses. Congratulations, Jerry Jackwitz.
Yeah, I even liked him with the supposedly missing a workout or two and all that stuff, yeah. Well, he's quite a horse. I mean, I think everybody who looked should be able to say to the wow. I mean, that was just super impressive, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, if you look at the fractions, I'll just take a moment. You know, 23 and 3, 47, 71.1 seconds, 96.1 seconds, and 102.2 seconds on the app. This horse, that the 25-second portion of that race is run on a turn, so it's really more like 23.4, 24 flat. Uh-huh. He's gaining ground all the way around. He's gaining into those fractions. Those are the fractions of Barnes. He's still really a two-year-old. I mean, that is impressive. And he is a big, strong-looking. He doesn't even look like he's getting to run until he gets to like
a
mile.
Yeah, I agree. He's got such economy with that long stride he has. Real quick, because we got to get two picks in about a minute and a half, but I wanted to ask you this. John said that this the winner journalism got a 108 buyer. Do you see that as that high?
I don't know. I'll do it. It is a high number. I compared it to some other races.
Okay.
I hope it's not. I think that's sort of a negative in the form of
that
course.
Suggest a bounce. We got a minute to get two picks. Let's go.
Okay, let's go to the fourth at Aqueduct. We'll take the two horse. She's Wicked Smart. Love this little one. The two over the 3, 4, 5, and 7 small reverses. The two in race number four. She's Wicked Smart.
All right, Aqueduct fourth race. The two over 3, 4, 5 and reverse. Two in the fourth race at Aqueduct, and we'll wrap it up at Santa Anita.
Yeah, let's go to the 11th. I'm going to call a half an order. I had both plays prepared. I love number 10, Cathal for Sadler. Berrios up. I think this is the right horse. Feels right to me. I'll take the 10 over the 1, 3, 6, 9, and 12. Reverse 1, 3, 6, 9, and 12 over the 10. Or just a good win place bet on the 10 for me.
All right. In the 11th race, you come with number 10, Cathal. The 10 horse is your play. Link-ups are 1, 3, 6, and 9, and reverse.
And 12.
I'm sorry?
1, 3, 6, 9, and 12.
Okay, and the 12. Didn't hear that. You like the 10 in that race. John and Jerry likes you like the 10. John and Jonathan like the 1. So now I got a Sirocco play in that race. The 1, 10, 10, 1 exacta box. In any case, Jerry Chase, Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Aqueduct and all of Santa Anita available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. And as we often do with Jerry, we're right up against the clock, so Jerry has one more thing to say. He's saying it right now.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at kshp.gov.